Just going to take a quick break from the show, everybody, to tell you a little bit more about one of my favorite things in the world, Audible. Audible lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one app. You'll always find the best of what you love, or there's new stuff to discover all the time in Audible. Incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers to new releases to celebrity memoirs, mysteries, and thrillers, motivation, wellness, business. They got it all here in Audible, and you can have it all too. Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment, including Small Town Murder, Crime and Sports, and Your Stupid Opinions, with highly anticipated new releases and next listen recommendations to habituate every type of thriller listener. And you can keep your heart rate up month after month with this pulse-pounding collection you can't hear anywhere else. The true crime stuff they have is amazing. Right now, what I'm listening to is The Family by Ed Sanders, and it is a full, complete retrospective on the Manson family, kind of all of what they were doing to set their weird stuff up. It is amazing and incredibly detailed. Great stuff, and there's so much more on there. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog, including bestsellers, new releases, latest stuff. You got it. It's all there. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/smalltownmurder or text smalltownmurder to 500-500. That's audible.com/smalltownmurder or text smalltownmurder to 500-500.
Now back to the show.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Small Town Murder Express.
Yay and choo-choo!
Oh, yay indeed, Jimmy. Yay indeed. My name is James Petragallo. I'm here with my co-host.
I'm Jimmy Wissman.
Thank you, folks, so much for joining us on another wild, crazy edition. That's right, murder train pulling away from the station, all aboard and all that shit. This is a wild episode. It is absolutely great. We don't usually have to even say it anymore with the expresses because they're all insane, but this one, wow, it's wild. So we'll seem to be very quick here up at the top of the show. You definitely want to head over to shutupandgivememurder.com. Tickets available for all of 2023. Shows are selling out very quickly. And Salt Lake City, which sold out in a day. Salt Lake City, we just upgraded to a bigger venue. Yeah. So tickets are going to be available soon, in the next, probably when you're listening to this now, tickets will be available for Salt Lake City. That's the last bigger venue extra show that we're adding. We're done. So
whatever tickets are out there. Also, if you have tickets to Salt Lake, your tickets work for the new venue.
Are good.
You'll be
absolutely
told. You'll know.
You'll know. You'll find out about it. You have your tickets and your seating, and it'll all be comparable. Yeah. You'll be great. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Otherwise, whole thing, shows are selling out quickly. If you're listening to this, the day it comes out, we'll be in Portland tomorrow night. Still tickets available for the late show, I believe, if they're not sold by then. So get in there. Come see us. We cannot wait. Also, 420, April the 20th, virtual live show.
Hey!
I am going to get Jimmy really stoned. I have some props, let's just say, that are going to be going to freak him out and make him real, real high. It's going to be hilarious, and he's going to giggle at a murder story. And the story's going to be wild, just like a regular live show, but in your living room. So check that out, April 20th. It's available for a week after that as well. So get in there. That is shutupandgivememurder.com. Patreon.com/crimeandsports. All the bonus stuff. Anybody $5 or above, you get everything. Huge back catalog of bonus stuff to listen to. And every other week, you're going to get two new episodes. This week, which you're going to get for Crime and Sports, which you'll have access to, you are going to get, we're going to talk about the 0-26 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Started out their franchise horribly. They picked terrible uniforms, weird mascot.
Terrible players.
Bad decision. That was bad. We'll talk all about it. It's hilarious. And then for Small Town Murder, we're going to talk about something very fun. Jodi Arias we'll get into there.
Yeah.
For lack of a better term, that's going to be wild. So
check a handstand on my lap.
Wow. Check. We'll go into all the messages and everything. Check all that out. That is patreon.com/crimeandsports. And you'll get a shout out at the end of the regular show where Jimmy will mispronounce your name terribly while trying to get it correct. You know how that goes. So get in there, do all that. And of course, Your Stupid Opinions is coming, our new show where we talk about people's terrible internet reviews of anything you could imagine.
Right.
That is coming soon. We'll let you know an exact date very soon. We just have some business stuff we're still getting in a row.
It's hard to start a podcast.
It's hard to get it to do it right. Yeah, to do it right. So we're doing that, and that's coming very soon. That said, I think it's time, everybody.
All right.
It's time to sit back. Where are you at? this is my favorite part. Where are you at right now?
I'm really enjoying it.
Even though it's March, you're just taking your kid to see the mall Santa Claus. That's fine.
Oh, there he is.
You pick your kid up as soon as right before the flashbulb goes. You pick your kid up. You replace your kid with yourself on Santa's lap. You grab him by his fat rosy cheeks and you shout into his face, "Shut up! Give me murder." That's what I want for Christmas, you tell him, damn it. That said, let's go on a trip, Jimmy.
Great.
Let's do this. We are going, never lets us down. It never lets the whole world down. We're going to Florida, everybody.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, boy. The trash murder capital of the world. Florida. We're going to Newport Richey, Florida, as a matter of
Newport
fact.
Newport Richey?
Newport, which is not one word like the cigarette, two words like a Newport.
Really?
As opposed to an old Port Richey, which
is there a T in the Richey?
No. R-I-C-H-E-Y. Okay. Richey. Oh. Population here, 16,348. So not a very not a very big place. Median income, family household income is a little bit low, too. 30,660, which is under the national average. Yeah. And then median home price, a little bit high. So it's a bad combination. Median home price, $318,800. So that's
Florida,
a tough.
All bets are off.
That's a tough combination when you get in there. Yeah, that's just.
No wonder people are selling body parts and doing weird shit.
Florida, good luck. That's what it should be. like a casino. Good luck when you come in. You're going to lose and leave, with like a guy on bath salts chewing your face off or something of that nature. But, good luck.
Penniless and hungry. Best of luck.
Best of luck. Little bit of history here.
All right.
In the 1920s, they hoped to become the winter home for big-time Hollywood stars. They courted actively big stars of Hollywood to try to get them to come and have vacation houses there. That way people would want to go there and it would be a tourist place.
I've heard of the place, and that's kind of in my head what was romanticized.
Really?
I thought it was a nice place until you told me how much people make and how much they have to spend to survive.
Well, yeah, then it's a little bit.
That's not a nice place. But yeah, the idea of Newport Richey, I thought, was a great place.
It might be. I don't know. I've never been there. But Thomas Meagan, who is an actor in silent movies, built a huge home on the river in 1928 and spent the winters there. And he wanted to make movies there. He wanted to make it like East Coast Hollywood. And also a big golfer of the time built a home there. All that kind of shit. So they also got Irving Berlin, the songwriter, to put some down payments on properties, but nobody ended up building homes. And then Then the Depression hit, and people owned like a bunch of swampland. Florida in the 20s. Florida in the 20s was just a real estate scheme where people would sell people swampland, and then they'd not be able to build anything on it because it was just shit land, and that was
no good.
And then the prices took a dive, and then the Depression came, and it was like a double shot for Florida. So had a bit of a time there. Reviews of this town, there's some differing opinions, let's just say.
Okay.
5 stars. Here we go. Wonderful people in my store. Caring about who comes and goes. Apparently they work at a store or own a store. Help in and out of store always carries ready for you. I don't know what that means. Thanks, Lynn Shanley. I don't know if they're thanking Lynn Shanley or they're Lynn Shanley and they're like, it's like a letter, like thanks, Lynn Shanley. The lack of punctuation makes it difficult. Here's 4 stars.
Okay.
If you're looking for a hip and modern up-and-coming area, look no further.
Hey.
Newport Richey is what you need. Words do not do this place justice. You need to see it yourself. Take a stroll down Main Street and you'll see what I mean. From the brand new park and playground with a splash pad for kids is a perfect way to spend a nice afternoon with the family. Across from that same park is a cute hipster-themed coffee shop that has the best chai latte I ever did have. Oh. Next to that shop is an artisan grilled cheese and, oh, for fuck's sake, stop opening stores that just sell grilled cheese. Stop it. A grilled, that should be on, maybe on your menu somewhere, but that's not all you sell.
Generally under the part where it says kids menu.
Yes. There was a place on 7th Avenue in Phoenix that opened up and I was like, you cocksuckers. And I said, I hope you go out of business, you assholes. And then they went out of business and I celebrated it. Because they're dicks, and a family-owned ice cream parlor. If you're more of a night on the town kind of a person, lucky for you, there are about 15 bars to choose from. Oh, boy.
Wow.
including a wine bar and even a bar with rooftop access, ! A bar with a roof? No! How'd that happen? You're bound to find the one that suits you best. Needless to say, Newport Richey is one town that's a must-see in capital letters when you're in the area. So, holy shit, thank you, Mayor Newport. We appreciate that. Here's 3 stars. This one's a little weird. This is very personal. Okay. 3 stars. Hello, my name's Melissa, and I've lived in Newport Richey for 30 years. Hi, Melissa. I love the water, however, it's not the cleanest. There are so many youths ruining the area. If it wasn't for these damn kids, Melissa's an older lady, I have a feeling.
Yeah, the water used to be clean until we had these kids around.
I love the restaurants on the water where you can eat and relax watching the sunset. It's also nice because whatever stores you need and easily accessible and close, she means me and my family have always enjoyed walking at night along the water. Now we do not due to the youth out there drugging, drinking, and bullying. So that would be what I want changed, to be able to take my kids out without fear. Thank you, Melissa.
I love that you Cosby'd up that whole thing. Now.
Yeah. She needs a now. Melissa, now. Because she's as old as Bill Cosby, I feel like. So
that was awesome.
2 stars here. Uh-huh. All right. I moved to Newport Richey in 1981, and at the time it was called Newport Rickety because it was a community of senior citizens and wealthy retired people. It was pristine, and West Pasco was the place to be. No, it's not. I've seen live PD back
PD
at Pasco.
Tells us otherwise. Yeah.
Pasco was the one where the guy set the guy's trailer steps on fire, but then he didn't want to press charges because he was afraid that he would beat him up, and then there was a lizard running around. I don't want to talk about it. Okay.
Pasco's not good.
No, it has slowly deteriorated and become a high crime town with lots of drugs. It's also the place where they asked a guy where he was parked and he said, Yonder. And he pointed. A young man, too, not an old man. The value of homes have went down even though the market grew. As soon as they improve one area, transients and northerners take over and trash it. Jesus Christ.
And people from Arizona say the same shit about just a state to the one, literally 500 miles to the west.
Yeah, Florida of the west there. So if you were born and raised there, you may have adjusted to the decline. But if you move there because of its past beauty, you will be very disappointed. Okay, 1 star. This is a terrible place to live as the local government is very corrupt. The situation's getting worse with each day that passes. Avoid this place like the plague.
Like the plague. There it is.
Quite the range of opinions there. Now, the things to do here, not a lot. The Chasco Fiesta. Uh-huh. 9 days of food, fun, and entertainment with many events including a street parade, boat parade, car show, 5K run, and different genre of music every night.
Nine days
is too long of a festival. It's just too long.
That's a lot.
There's a children's village, which I don't know what that is. That's where children, it's like Lord of the Flies. We just fence it off.
Put them all in.
Fence them off, let them do what they do. Whoever comes out on top, comes out on top. We don't know. It's a sink or swim environment. Yeah. A carnival, food, all sorts of shit like that there. Classic rock night, country night, Christian blues, bluegrass oldies, rock and roll tribute nights. Holy shit, get your ass down there, everybody.
They run a whole night for the Newsboys?
Whole night. Yep, just for that.
Jesus.
So that said, let's talk about a murder because,
let's do it. Yeah.
Oh boy, is it a weird one. Okay, let's talk first about a young lady. Mm-hmm. Her name's Amanda. Yeah. Amanda K. Loge, I've heard it said, and I've heard it said different ways, and I don't know how to say it. L-O-G-U-E. Don't worry. We'll call her something different in a little while anyway. She's got another name. So
that's Logue, isn't
there it? There we go. Logue, maybe. Logue. Yeah, Logue. Amanda Logue. She's born January 2nd, 1982.
Oh.
Okay. So she's got some she's in Georgia. She's got some problems with her home life. Law enforcement gets called to her house all the time here.
As a kid?
No. As an adult. We're talking early 2000s.
Oh.
A lot of interactions with the cops because of her husband at the time. Multiple domestic disputes. Her husband's a jackass. She's being abused a lot.
All right.
That sort of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're living the common stuff.
They're living in rural Georgia. And just, you know, trying to do some shit. So one of the officers who responded several times was a guy named Officer Layman Logue, who will end up marrying her.
L-O-G-U-E, yeah.
Yeah, well, they'll end up, they don't have, it's not a coincidence. That's her married name when she marries this guy.
Okay,
yeah,
it's not just a
it's a big coincidence.
Thing?
No. So he took an interest in Amanda, as a matter of fact, you know, which, by the way, you're not really supposed to do that. We got to say,
if you're a police officer,
responding to a domestic, you don't see that. Arrest the guy and go. All right, just freed up some options here. You're not shopping. That's a victim, and you're supposed to treat them as such.
You should be single now, so I am as well.
that's weird. I think, but apparently he's a nice guy. I don't know.
Okay.
He said that, quote, I was encouraging her that she could do better and she could get out of that lifestyle.
You know, like a guy with a pension.
Cops coming over, all the time and all that kind of shit. You can have a different lifestyle where you don't know what'll happen when I leave the house. How's that? Want to live in a different fear? So Amanda likes him because he's a nice guy. He's got a stable job. He's kind to her. She doesn't have to call the cops on him. You know, things like that. It's helpful. So they end up, she gets rid of her other husband. So they date for about 6 months, and then they get married, which is like
fast.
Very fast. Yeah, but he's stable, and he's not beating her up. So that makes sense that they would want to be together. She ends up, now she'll have a daughter, and I don't know, we don't ever find out if the daughter is her first husband's or this guy's. We don't know which it is, but I'm thinking it's the first husband. Uh-huh. We'll get to that, but I'm thinking it's the first husband's because later on when she'll leave at one point, she will drop the kid off at her mother's house. So that would make sense rather than, you know, if it wasn't his kid, she's not going to leave the kid there with him. But if it is, that would make sense. So either way that he ends up, Layman gets in an accident, a car accident that messes up his legs.
Okay.
And he can't work anymore. He can't be a cop anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's all messed up physically. Now Amanda becomes the breadwinner of the family. She's got to figure out a way to do this. So her whole thing was, this is a nice, stable, you know, person, and he's providing and all that kind of thing. And now it's up to her to provide for the family. And she's, you know, in her 20s and, you know, trying to figure it out. Comes from kind of a shit background, as we talked about. So during this, though, Layman continued to encourage her. Said, you can do it. You can do it. Now, her goal is she wanted to be a model. She's 24 years old at this point. Yeah. She's blonde, pretty, and, you know, looks like a Southern girl that's pretty, you know. So
FHM and Maxim.
That kind of
money,
So he decided to, I'll help you become a model if you want to become a model. So he arranged a little photo shoot for his wife there. And the photo shoot she ended up getting on a flyer. With it.
Okay.
The photos were used in a commercial capacity, so she got a check for it. So that was like, holy shit, this is working. Her first picture she took. She's making some kind of money. So she ended up getting a bunch of different modeling jobs with different advertisers.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So she's, you know, little for ads for local things, a drugstore as a thing, you know, she'll be their model. So it's pretty cool. So as this is going on, she, after a while, though, not a lot of money comes in from pictures on local advertisements.
You
That's
really
got
to work to do that. That's got to be a lot of pictures. Jesus.
Not a whole lot. So she ended up trying to do things that were a little more risque, that make a little more money when you're talking about pictures. A friend of hers said she's from a small town in Georgia, living with a husband and a young daughter. They go to church on Sunday, and, you know, by all appearances, she's a loving wife and mother. But then she gets on a plane to go model and shoot pornography, and it's a complete life of sex and lies at that point.
She doesn't tell Layman this?
Well, we don't know how much she... wait till you see at the end here. Layman is a real understanding cat. We'll just put it that way. He's a real understanding guy. So it could go either way with Layman.
He's very sweet about it.
So she started doing different kind of photo shoots. And a lot of these are like fetish shit she's doing in the beginning.
Okay.
Bondage photos and foot niche fetish shit. Niche stuff that's not actual porn, you
mainstream,
know, not getting,
right. yeah,
not
yeah,
getting
yeah.
pounded, you know, balls against your butthole type deal.
That's
good. So she then decides to get into the balls against the butthole part of the business,
well,
though. And her name is Sunny Day, is her porn name, D-A-E.
Oh, okay.
Sunny Day, D-A-E, which I'm surprised no one had come up with that before her. That seems really basic, doesn't it?
There probably is a Sunny Day with D-A-Y.
But D-A-E, I mean, I'm just surprised no one had done that in porn. Right. How many porn actresses have there been?
Oh, my God.
Millions?
Holy fuck.
I think someone would have come up with that.
It's
but
deep
I,
now, yeah.
Me looking into this, no one had, because I found her entire filmography, if you'd like to partake and hear about it. Now, she seems to have started out her career in 2003 with a little film called Southern Bukkake.
Tells you that's what I love about porn.
You know what you're getting. It's more even more than fast food. Like a Big Mac could be anything. Southern Bukkake, you know what you're getting. Come on, girl. Come on now here. There we go, right there. You know what you're getting.
It's gonna be girls from Georgia, soaked faces.
That's it. So that's her first, and then I'll go down. I'll just do them alphabetically.
Okay,
let's do it that way. This is from 2004-ish to 2010, and then more movies will come out later. We'll talk about it. But Amateur Lesbian Lovers.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything in Order to Get a Job is the name of one. Which sounds like an old-timey porno. That sounds like a 70s porn, doesn't it? Like it's a she comes in a business suit, and she's like, I've just been everywhere, and no one's hiring secretaries. And he's like, I might need a secretary of my balls. And then he turns out of his desk, and he's splayed with his balls hanging out.
A sexitary.
I need a sexitary, which that's, I'm sure, the name of many porns.
You're right.
I think it is, as a matter of fact.
Sexitary 12.
Yeah, I think that used to be on Cinemax, actually, back in the day. Yeah, like old, like 90s, 2000s, I think.
Unbelievable.
Attack of the MILFs 5.
Yeah.
Attack of the MILFs 7.
And
these are alphabetical. Remember I said?
Oh, okay, got you.
She doesn't work in alphabetical order through the years. I really need an H movie right now. I'm sorry, I can't do Diamond Sluts because I just did.
I'm in the L's now.
I just did Gaping Buttholes, so I can't. I'm on H is what I'm getting at. She does. I love how, too, in porn, you go from a college girl to a MILF. There's no in-between. You're either 20 or you're fucking a cougar. Like, what the fuck is that about? How does that work? I remember seeing girls in both, and you were like, how are you both? How are you a MILF and a college student at the same time? These came out around the same time.
We put glasses on her. That's what happened.
It. MILF now. Attack of the MILF 7 as well. Because you got to have, it's a series.
No, trilogy. Series. It's only three, right?
It's only three. Autumn Weston Sibian Lessons for Women, Part 9.
Okay. How many lessons do you need?
Sit on that thing. It's good, right? All right, then. Come back tomorrow for lesson 2. next up, Bad Sister. Okay. I don't know if she's back because she's fucking her other sister's boyfriends, or maybe she's fucking her brother. We don't know.
Or
it's boring. It could be anything.
She might be dressed as a nun.
She might be a nun. You're right. Beach Babes, which is very basic. That doesn't sound.
We get it. Yeah.
That's not fun. Casting Couch Cuties 31.
God damn it, 31.
31. That was in 2008, so they could be up to 149 by now.
That tells you how much men love to just talk a girl into sucking their dick. 31 of them.
It's a regular girl. See, it's not. She's not into porn. She thinks she's just there to show her tits, but man, she's going to be sucking a dick in a minute.
Now she's doing everything.
Oh, man, look at that. I wish I could talk to a girl like that. Next up, Classy Ass, which is nice.
Okay.
Just a classy ass. College Wild Parties Sorority Sisters is one. This is 2 years, by the way, difference between that and MILF fucking
ridiculous
porn. Attack of the MILFs. Deal or No Feel is the other one here. That's nice. Very clever.
How you feel about yourself, Howie Mandel?
Come on.
He's inspired porn.
He's definitely going to wash his hands after that being... How he is. He's definitely going to be fucking scrubbing himself down to fucking no skin. Discovering the Girl Next Door 16, which came out the same year as Attack of the MILF. So, I mean, foot fetish femdom ball busters. There's another one. That's very specific.
Yeah.
Fucking Neighbors 3.
Okay.
Fucking, is it fucking neighbors or fucking neighbors? Like, which one is it?
You know what it is.
Hot Artist Gets Her Pussy Stuffed. That's the name of a film. Which is very direct. This is what's happening.
Oh,
so what's your
God.
Movie about? I don't know, Hot Artist Gets Her Pussy Stuffed. You know what? That's a catchy title. I don't know about on a marquee, but on a box, I think we can make it work.
It feels like whoever they had write the review of it, or like the description, put it in the wrong box.
Yeah. It had a piece of tape on it with that, as this is what it is. And he was like, I guess that's what it's called. Just a white piece of tape with it written in marker. An artist gets her pussy stuffed. And we apologize for the porn titles, but hey, you know what? We do backgrounds.
This is amazing.
Well, yeah, I'm doing it, so obviously I don't either. I was going to say, we do all sorts of backgrounds that are completely fucking boring. This guy, you know, did corn for six. I don't care. So we're doing this.
This is awesome.
Mama's a Freak 2.
Yeah.
So there was a one that she wasn't involved in, apparently. MILF Gets a Black Cock 1. Again, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
MILF Next Door 11. So she did Attack of the MILFs. Now she's into MILF Next Door.
And she's the girl next door and also a MILF. We'll
and
combine it and make one movie.
Yeah, the MILF Next Door. It's perfect. She fits all the categories.
Yeah.
Here's one that I assume had a lot of fanfare and many, many, many people in it. Monsters of Jizz 78. It's like Monsters of Rock, but with jizz. Monsters of Jizz. My Sister's Sexcapades.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This one, by the way, put this one aside that I'm going to tell you because we'll talk about this one more. Natural Porn Killers.
Not bad.
Wait till you hear how amazing. Not even not bad. It's incredible. It's fucking amazing, Jimmy. It's unbelievable. Okay. We'll talk about that. Next
it's a
up.
Cinematic masterpiece.
Not the movie, but the prescience.
Okay.
Next up, Promiscuous Girls. Well, we assumed that when we saw.
That's why I'm behind this door.
That's why we're watching this, yeah. Real Adventures 104. That could be anything. That could be somebody just going out looking for a good pastry. I mean, that
not
could
bad.
Be,
not bad
I'm looking for the best beignet in New Orleans. Like, Real Adventure. Next, Sex on Fire.
Okay, I don't know. Okay.
Everyone's got VD, everybody. We're all going to just lean into it. We're all have STDs everywhere. Next, Sexy Amateurs, which has four X's, more than the traditional three. Sexy Amateurs, which she's definitely not an amateur. Next up, Sunny Day Bukkake. So she's gotten something named after her. This is like when you're a UFC fighter and they name the card like, you know, so-and-so versus so-and-so. It's after you. That's big. It's big time. That'll be on. That was made by southernbukkake.com there, by the way. The distributor needs a credit. Next up, Sunny Side Up.
No,
which I think wasn't that Sunny, the wrestling ladies? Wasn't that her title?
No, it had to remember.
Next up, Sunny Side Up 2.
Okay.
Then finally, the last three, Watch Me Fuck, which obviously.
That's the whole thing.
Everyone in the room is. Then Young Girls Cream Pie.
Oh, God, Jesus.
And finally, Young Mommies Who Love to Fuck 7.
So, 7?
7. I don't know if she loves to fuck 7 people or this is the 7th edition of this series, but
Young Mommies Love to Fuck 7.
So that's her resume. Okay?
What a fucking IMDb. That is nice.
Some kind of IMDb. Bad. Now, between shoots, she got a side job as a masseuse specializing in, quote, erotic massage. So she gives hand jobs and does that in her side job. So now she meets a man. On one of these shoots. She meets a man on a lot of these shoots, but
I hope she meets one on most of them, except
for, you know,
the lesbian ones.
Yeah, I don't think there's many guys there. So now this guy's name is Jason Andrews. Okay. He is born on May 23rd, 1983, so a little younger than her. He's born in England, apparently, from London, but came here at a very young age, grows up in Michigan, so very American, as a matter of fact. And he sometimes speaks in an English accent, sometimes doesn't. So it depends on when it benefits him. He'll put the English accent on, and then, you know, and then he just talks normal because he's from fucking Michigan, so he doesn't have an English accent in reality. This show, Small Town Murder, is sponsored by BetterHelp.
BetterHelp.com.
Absolutely. And maybe your social battery. Where are you monitoring that right now? You drained down? Too much socializing from holidays? Not enough? Maybe some people hole up in the winter?
Sure.
And therapy is the thing. Therapy can help give you some self-awareness so you can build a social life that's not going to drain you or leave you wanting more here. So we totally are 100% advocates of therapy here. It's great for you. There's a million things it can help you with, and this is one of them, because social stuff is something that it's really hard not to struggle with nowadays, especially even social media mixed in the mix. It's difficult. It really is.
Overwhelming.
Therapy can help, and if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Yeah. We very much recommend it. Entirely online, designed to be convenient and flexible. It's suited to your schedule. Mm-hmm. You fill out this brief questionnaire. They very quickly match you with a licensed therapist, and no additional charge. You can switch therapists at any time, which is a big deal, because that's sometimes you're not vibing with somebody and you need to vibe with somebody. No additional charge for that at all. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/smalltownmurder today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/smalltownmurder.
And now back to the show.
Hey, everybody, just going to take a quick break from the show to tell you a little bit about the safest sponsor that's ever been, Simply Safe.
Oh, SimplySafe.com. SimpliSafe.com.
Springtime's coming here. So you got the spring, you got fresh air, fresh starts, and you clean your house. That's all fresh. It's also the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security. Make sure your newly cleaned, nice house is secure. That's important.
Well protected,
It's the only security system that Jimmy and I will use, and we recommend it highly. We both have it on not only our studios, our houses, anything we have that needs protection. Simply Safe is the way to go. It's so easy to install that even we can do it. You guys will love it because you'll feel secure. You will not be small town murdered in your own home is what it is if you have Simply Safe, because they're going to protect you. They're trusted by experts. It was named the best home security systems for 2024 by U.S. News and World Report, and Newsweek awarded Simply Safe the best customer service in home security. Simply Safe has given us and our many listeners real peace of mind, and I want you to have it too. We want you to feel good. Get 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplysafe.com/small. That's Simply Safe, SimpliSafe.com/small. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Now back to the show.
So
He's also a DJ in Chicago as well here, and we'll get into his stuff. He gets a following as a DJ, actually, in Chicago. A lot of people like him in the Lakeview area. You know, Boys Town is where he lives and performs a lot. He writes in his online biography, says that his electronic music was based in the grittiness of the UK electro roots and went by the name DJ Veritas. He's Latin. It's not Latin, but he's getting all Latin with it. Truth, bitches. He's going to tell you the truth. He's going to spin you the truth, motherfucker.
In digital form.
In digital form. Here's a guy that knows him. This guy's a nightlife photographer. Okay, I don't know what that means, but
you know what it is. Those napkin nights guys, fucking weirdos.
Annoying. He says about Jason, he was a very charming, tall, handsome British guy who was in the military. People seemed very drawn to him. He had girls and boys all around him. They just sort of fawned over him.
Okay.
So he's very attractive and all that kind of thing. So he was in the Marine Corps, actually, too.
Really?
The ID he uses is his Marine ID. He says he's a corporal in the Marines, and he was in the Marine Corps. And in addition to being in the Marine Corps, he also has a different corps that he's a part of, and that is also the porn corps, we'll call it.
The hardcore.
The hardcore. He goes by Addison Andrews is his name. Addison is the name of the train station near his apartment in Boys Town in Chicago there.
Is that right?
Yeah, because there's a street. So he's
pulled it from a train.
Addison, well, there's plenty of trains being pulled here. Most of his stuff is gay porn.
Oh, is that right?
It's mostly gay porn. He's not gay, though. He's gay for pay, which is most of the guys in these movies. So here, you want to hear his list of titles?
Kinda.
If we gave hers, we got
to
give it.
We have to. Yeah.
2008. Addison. These are alphabetical as well. It's Addison. Here he is, everybody. Next, Addison and Devin. Let's put them together and see how that. We made a movie called Devin. People seem to like that. If we put them together,
like these two movies, one
twice as bad, twice as good. Addison and Devin behind the scenes is one.
Okay.
Bad Puppy Men. I don't know what that is. Is that furries? People dress like dogs and acting like dogs. Bang Bus 29.
Oh.
Which those aren't gay, the Bang Buses. I remember those from back in the day. Yeah. That's straight and quite...
disgusting.
Quite disgusting, yeah. Really awful, actually. Brilliant is another one.
Okay. Anything.
No, that's what I mean.
It's not like normal porn.
That's what I mean. This is you have to really know what to look for here.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not like normal porn.
Maybe not. The next one is called Buttingas, so I don't think.
Okay. There you go. We know what that is.
Oh, no, it's not. Not Buttinas. I'm sorry.
Oh!
We know. It's but. I just glanced at it. It's Buttinas. I apologize. That is a. Extremely explicit. We know exactly what's going on there in Buttinas.
That is man pussy.
Yeah. Next up, Harley and Addison. Guy named Harley. He's top and bottom in this one. So some of these it says whether he's top or bottom. Joe and Addison next. He's top on that one.
Okay.
Then Kiefer and Addison, and he's bottom on that one. So then there's also Kiefer and Addison behind the scenes, because we need to know what makes a production like this tick. You know what I'm talking about? Jesus Christ.
Show me how it all happened.
We got to see the behind the scenes. Where was the director of photography? What was he thinking when he framed that shot? You know, we need to know things, really. How did they learn the script? Did one of them keep forgetting? The grip has a different meaning on this shoot, Jimmy. Very different meaning of the word grip.
Yeah.
So Lane and Addison, which he was a top. Larger Than Life, which he's a top. Monsters of Jizz 78.
Oh.
So same series.
Yeah.
Same series. Then he works with our friend Sunny Day in Natural Porn Killers. And that's where they meet on the set of Natural Porn Killers in New York City.
How about that?
So, yeah, you meet a girl, and a nice girl, and a set of natural porn killers. You're ready to go. He finishes it out with Packer Inn.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
Is one of the titles here.
Uh-huh.
Packer Inn, which is about Aaron Rodgers' decision on which team to go to next. Ski Retreat Fuckfest.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm pretty sure we know exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We know exactly what that's about. Then Ski Retreat Fuckfest behind the scenes.
Oh, why does everything have to show?
Well, you need to know. You need to know, like, with the ski lifts, were they operational that day? Yeah. Did it have to be operated like manually by a couple of guys? You know, who knows?
A lot of manual operations. What was the lift pass? What did it cost?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Were they properly outfitted? Who actually on the set knows how to ski? Maybe somebody flying down the mountain while somebody fell down and almost broke their dick. You know what I mean?
That was the hot chocolate in the lodge. Was it amazing?
I'd like to know. So a guy he knows said he did it just to make money, basically. That was it. It wasn't something he liked to do, meaning the gay porn. They said that he didn't talk about it much. You know, he wasn't like, yeah, I was just on this film set. This guy was totally cornholing me and blah, blah, blah. Like, he didn't do that at all. One of the photographer guy said he seemed kind of eager to please, trying to fit in like he was out of his element.
Those are two things you want to be. Yeah,
exactly. Eager to please, trying to fit in and out of his element. Sounds like a guy who's doing gay porn.
Yeah.
He said, but he also became bitter or upset for no reason and would get angry and lash out at people sometimes that he felt were slighting him or shorting him in some way. Uh-huh. The guy said he was constantly fighting with himself. He said, quote, there was an unstable element about him. It was kind of like walking on eggshells with him. So, yeah, he said that Andrews here had told him that he had seen people killed during his time in the military. And then I guess one night after a soldier who just got back from Iraq lost his temper at the bar, I guess Andrews was the one who talked to him and calmed him down and related to him and talked about PTSD and shit like that. And the guy said, the photographer said he remembered Andrews saying, some of us know how to hide it pretty well. Like, we all have it and blah, blah, blah.
So he's affected also.
Yeah. He's affected also, apparently, in that way. So now on the set of Natural Porn Killers, they meet up, our two lovebirds here. They meet up and they fall in love, man. I mean,
really?
It's love at first sight, which if you're pounding a girl, I mean, you can tell if you're getting along pretty quickly, probably. It's way different than going out for coffee, you know?
Yeah. You think he can tell if she really enjoys this?
I don't know if he can tell, but I mean, maybe they both really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So obviously she's married and living in Leesburg, Georgia, but it doesn't matter, man. Off camera, they made friends too. They're both friendly and fine. And Amanda is known as helpful and personable.
Okay.
And she's telling people this is in 2010, late 2009. She has a 9-year-old girl. So it must be from the first husband.
Has to be.
They said Andrews on the set always spoke with a British accent. So this is one of his British accent places.
This is where he tries to woo people.
Yeah, later on he'll be managing a pool hall in Chattanooga, no English accent. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah,
drops it. So they said he was a jokester. He often cooked dinner for everybody. The porn company rented a townhouse in New York City for all the actors to live in, like a real world fucking reality show scenario.
Yeah.
And that place had to be disgusting. And so
probably very much like a mechanic who drives a shitty car. I'll bet they have like just boring lives outside of it.
Not in these two. We'll talk about not at all. The exact opposite of that, as a matter of fact. So he would cook dinner for people in the house. The co-owner of the porn company, Forbidden Gem, his name is Buster Thompson.
Sure is.
Buster Nut Thompson, I'm sure, is his middle name. He said, quote, I remember him being very charming. The girls were mesmerized.
Okay.
So the two of them, Andrews and Amanda, they immediately latch on to each other. They take their cigarette breaks together. You could tell there's something going on here. After filming would wrap and they'd go back into the condo, everybody had their own beds, but they'd sleep in the same bed.
Oh.
So everybody knew it was up. At the end of the week, when the crew flew back home, they decided to stay in New York for a little bit and hang out together. So,
is that right?
Yeah. The lady who ran this shoot said, we were like, okay, this is getting a little serious, but they said, you know, all you can do is wish them well. They're adults.
Yeah,
I mean,
people.
You can't tell a person not to. It'd be really weird to be like, now come on her face. Now come on her face. Okay, great. Okay, where are you guys going? The shoot's over. Yeah, where are you going? No, I think maybe getting a meal together is a little too personal, don't you think? Don't get too close to each other.
Come on her face. Now you two go your separate ways.
What a weird thing to do. She said, quote, she was a typical sweet down home kind of girl. He seemed happy and on top of the world. So yeah. Good for them. Her friend here, named Kristen Cameron, she said that Amanda seemed like a decent person. She, you know, she's a model too, this girl. She says that this lady, she worked on a couple of modeling websites. They did some bikini and fetish modeling together.
Okay.
And this lady said, quote, she was professional, prompt, and seemed all around normal. So I thought. She was nice to me and was a great model. I felt a connection to her since we both have Southern backgrounds. But then she said that she thought she was a little weird when around Andrews. Uh-huh. She said that, quote, Amanda wasn't the Amanda I knew. She wouldn't talk. All she did was text with Jason. Huh. And she said that Jason was obnoxious and brash, is what she called her.
His charm didn't work on her.
She said that he would brag about his military service, which this lady didn't even believe that he did, actually.
Oh.
He was in the military, yeah. But she didn't even believe that. No, not at all. So April and May of 2010, they're just hanging out. Where's her husband? I don't know. Home?
Love to know, yeah.
They're hanging out on their Twitter and posting on Twitter all the time, Amanda and Jason. They spend several weeks in Florida shooting porn.
Yeah.
That they were their own clips that they were selling, you know, I guess in an early OnlyFans type of deal. They would hang out on the beach and, you know, make videos saying how much they love each other and be grinning and hugging all the time.
And that was a thing back then, like Club Jenna. Jenna Jameson basically gave birth to OnlyFans without anybody, I mean, without getting any sort of credit for that.
She was
doing it on her own. Dispersing, was that the word? Distributing her own shit on her own website.
Yeah, she was more of a producer, but like, this is, I'm talking about what they're doing is kind of like a,
instantaneous.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Instantaneous, I guess is the way to put it. They mundane things too, like just going to
dumb
the flea
shit.
Market
mm-hmm.
together, they put up there, and then them fucking in a tanning booth as well, you know.
Gross! Ah! No!
Yeah. Public is gross. Out of your house
now
is disgusting. Never
now
leave.
You people know, and especially you ladies, what happens in those fucking tanning booths?
What do you think
you
happens
in
a Florida tanning booth, Jimmy?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know?
If you're in a Florida tanning booth, you know the drill.
You know the drill. First of all, go outside. It's sunny. Second of all, gross. So
disgusting.
Their night, they'd go out and have margaritas and drinks, and they'd fuck on the beach, and they'd fuck in hotel rooms, and
they're dating. They're having a whole full relationship and flaunting it online.
Whole good time, just banging each other left and right, and having a blast. Which good for you. I don't care. Between you and your husband, if this is fine with him, I don't give a
whatever
shit.
Whatever you're doing,
Whatever you're doing. So May 7th, 8th, 9th ish around there, they're posting messages on Twitter saying that they were crossing the state of Florida, shooting clips for sale, and they'd be in Largo and they'd be in Newport Richey.
Wow.
Now, when they do this, this is apparently like an advertisement for we're available if you want to hang out.
If you want to.
They're available or whatever. Hire them. They're available for hire for private. Yeah, they prostitute themselves as well, and you know it's whatever. It's they're making money going around.
But we'll also charge ticket prices to see what we do together.
Exactly. So either way, that's how they're doing it. They however you want to give us money,
we'll take it.
For our genitalia.
You know.
So, I mean, honestly, May 14th, he posts Jason posts a link to a photo of Amanda, which is nude and everything. Mm-hmm. And wrote on his Twitter account, The Real Sunny Day, which is her handle there, and I are killing time waiting for a party to find us. In other words, you know, free to hire tonight is what that means in code. So the next day, on the 15th, they get a phone call. They get messages that turns into a phone call, and someone hires them. They hire Amanda, not Jason, but they hire Amanda to have basically there's going to be a party the next day at this guy's house. And during it, he wants to have sex with her on camera and shit during the party. So, you know, it's an amateur porn, you could call it.
Yeah,
so she says, OK, and they work out a price and they go there. Now, the guy who hires her is a guy named Dennis Scooter Abrahamson.
Yeah.
Scooter. is his nickname. Yeah. Old Scoots. Scooter, when you picture Scooter, what do you think of?
Only because I know of a particular one. Now he's changed the image that I have of Scooter. Scooter and Skeeter are very similar.
Exactly.
They used to be. They're very similar. Interchangeable. Yeah.
This guy's a big, big kind of burly.
Yeah.
Kind of fat, big goatee biker.
That's a Scooter.
He's a big biker. Scooter, right. Like my scooter, meaning my right. My motorcycle.
My hog. Yeah.
My hog. And yeah, you can see there's pictures of him from way back, you know, that are 80s pictures and shit like that of him on motorcycles. He's always been doing this. He's been a biker forever. And he owns a tattoo and piercing parlor.
Fantastic.
And it's symbiotic, really. It's perfect. So that's a really great. It is. You know,
yeah,
I used to sell drugs to bikers who had a tattoo parlor. Yeah. It worked great. Other people would come in, they'd give them tattoos, they'd sell them the drugs, and I sold them. It was perfect.
Moved around real easily, yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. So this is, he owns Embellishing Tattoo and Piercing shop, I guess. So that's what he does. He's known, as everybody says, that he's a fun-loving biker who loves the fast life. He likes to party. He makes really good money. He's also like repo companies and shit. So he makes a lot of money, and it's all like cash business and repo and all that. That's a
It's all grimy.
It's real grimy. It's real dark. It's an underworld. So he's got several kind of half underworldy type things. Not that tattoos are underworld, but you know what I'm talking about.
You get it. Yeah,
you get it. So he also had some problems with himself. He's been a biker for 41 years old. He's been a biker in Florida. So he's had a couple run-ins with the cops as well. Everybody likes him though, but he's he said that he also he owns a bunch of businesses. Scooters Recovering and Towing Service is his repo job there. He was also denied on a number of applications in which he applied for licensing for his repo business because of instances of reported domestic violence in 2005 that he was a part of.
Scooter.
His former girlfriend, who he had several kids with, filed a number of physical and mental abuse reports on Scooter as well.
Okay.
Scooter's a very well-liked guy other than by his ex-wife, obviously, or girlfriend. So on May 15th, we're going to have a sex party.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Sex party time. Abrahamson here, our Scooter, he and his two friends, who are Maynard and Lisa Bineshaddle.
Yeah.
Those are he's got a couple that he's hanging out with. Old Maynard and Lisa. They just sound like nice folk you invite over.
Scooter,
Sunday
Maynard
dinner.
And Lisa.
Scooter, Maynard. I'm having a chicken dinner this Sunday. It's just going to be a nice roast chicken with some vegetables from the garden. Y'all want to come by, Maynard and Lisa? Come on by. Sure sounds good, right? Folksy people. Well, they were hanging out at a strip club before the sex party. They were getting geared up for the sex party that was going to go back on at Scooter's house.
Sure.
And once they got there, Sonny arrives as well. Back to his house, and the deal is Maynard and Lisa are going to be fucking each other, and then he's going to be fucking Sunny Day. Scooter's going to be fucking Sunny Day. They're going to be filming all this shit.
Right.
You know, it's just going to be a good time there. Real nice party. So
I don't hear any plans for Jason in that environment.
No, Jason's dropping her off. He's playing like the driver guy. She's making
Drop
the dough tonight.
Get the fuck out of here.
So they film the hot tub sex that they're having all night, because course this guy has a hot tub, obviously.
Yeah.
They noticed, though, Maynard and Lisa noticed that Sunny appeared to be constantly checking her cell phone. She's like taking it from behind, like, you know, picking up her phone, like, which is a weird thing to do.
It's weird,
So eventually Maynard and Lisa leave, and it's just Scooter and Sunny by themselves. They go, see you later. And Scooter's like, now it's going to get real filthy, you know? So during this time on her phone, she's texting with Jason back and forth all the time here. So everybody leaves the party, the couple, everybody, there's two other people, they leave the party around 5 a.m., and she stays. Jason's out in the car the whole time, by the way.
Oh, man.
I don't know if everybody knows that, but he's out in the car waiting this whole time and texting her. Now, here are the text messages they are exchanging.
Oh, boy.
This is Amanda to Jason. Quote, they are packing up, meaning the couple. I'm fucking excited to fuck someone up. I want to fuck after we kill him. I don't know if everybody heard that because you were inhaling. I want to fuck after we kill him, is what that last part was.
Holy.
So, a couple minutes later, she texted, okay, I don't see knives. He's got Coke and two Roxy's.
Okay.
Okay. Then Jason texted back, just get him on his face, either bash or tell me to get in and where to go. A minute later, he texted her again, okay, front or back door? Amanda says front, not yet, though.
Okay.
And Andrews says, just prepping. I'll wait for your call from here. Her response is, K, I'm horny, exclamation point. K, I'm horny. That's her response. She says, I'm getting him to play music. Be quiet when you come in. Sorry, not ready. Fixing to get on the table. So you know she's Southern because she's fixing to get on the table. Instead, right. You know, that's how you know that. And then Jason says, quote, I got all the time in the world. You just get him relaxed and face down. When I come in, what direction? And she said straight. So straight in the front door.
She's getting him on the table for a massage.
Yep. She says, wicked, I'll be waiting. Or he says, wicked, I'll be waiting.
Okay.
Really? And this is all one word sentences. Really? Take your time. So get it right. And she said, okay, starting massage. I got a bottle liquor to hit with you. We'll hear when you come in or sneak in and stand in the house. She's terrible at texting. Mm-hmm. He says, K, then she says, come in. Okay. This is, by the way, then before this, they were talking about, I have vinyl gloves. Don't worry about it. Wow. At one point, he says, make sure you grab a knife for me. Okay. Look for knives for me also. And she's like, no problem.
Don't
kissy
forget
face.
Me.
Yeah. It's fucking wild, man. So he ends up coming in. Dennis is on. He has a massage table in his house. Scooter's face down, getting an erotic massage, as we'll talk about. And Jason comes in with a sledgehammer.
Oh, my God.
And bashes his fucking skull in.
Wow.
And horribly. I mean, this place is a mess afterwards, as you can imagine. And to not be, you know, to make sure, they also stab him repeatedly in the back as well.
Both of them. Natural porn killers.
Exactly
fucking
what I said.
Fucking hell, man.
That's the name of this episode. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So Andrews would set about killing him. Quote, I struck him the first time very, very hard. He's 6'3". He's a big, tall Marine. I mean, he can swing a sledgehammer.
Sure.
And he would start twitching, and I'd strike him again with the hammer.
That's him dying, man.
Yeah, he said, I could see the hammer disappearing into the back of his skull.
What the fuck?
This was fucking horrible, dude. Fucking disgusting. So the next day, his cousin went over because he wasn't answering his phone, Scooter, and found him.
Yeah.
And one of the cops who saw the scene said, reporters who talked to the cops, one of them told us after working over 10,000 death investigations during a 30-year career, this was the most horrific crime scene he'd ever seen in this area. The crime itself is just so needless and horrific. Okay. They also find his cell phone, Scooter's cell phone, a bloody sledgehammer, bloody knives, all sorts of shit like that. Meanwhile, the two of them, Jason and Sonny, are posting on Twitter at 4:29 p.m. the next day, saying, quote, taking it easy with, in his tag, laying around eating popcorn and watching movies. And then an hour later, Jason tweeted, the real Sonny Day and R want to go watch a movie tonight. Any suggestions?
Stay away from me.
Now, the detective who was investigating said, I observed a silver sex toy laying on the massage table between his legs.
Oh, no.
Which they thought he was, they called it an erotic massage gone wrong at that point. So,
very.
Yep. They also find that $6,000, a laptop, a video camera, a digital camera, and a Home Depot credit card were missing from his house as well.
Okay.
So during the investigation, they review his Scooter's cell phone records to see who he was talking to, and they find the number for his friends, Maynard and Lisa. They talk to them. They say, oh, well, there was a chick named Sunny Day there, and she was fucking texting. So they do that. They find out that Scooter was – he thought when he was texting Sunny the whole time beforehand, he was texting Sunny. He was actually texting Jason. Jason was working as her manager here. Yeah. So anyway, they're arrested – Jason and Amanda. Not for murder.
For what?
They are for retail theft, for shoplifting. Shoplifting. They got a retail theft charge. By the way, Jason, had the Scooter's Home Depot card on him at the time. They were arrested for stealing $67.97 worth of clothes from Beals.
Oh, what? Really?
Pathetic. Yeah. They stole $6,000 from the man, though.
Stole $67 worth of shit from Shitty Beals.
Shitty Beals. And then also they bought $400 worth of tools from Home Depot with the Home Depot credit card as well. So she said, they talked to her and they said, well, you're under, once the cops found out who that was and that they had that person in possession already for theft, they went in and talked to her. And she said, quote, I gave him his massage, played with him, and he fell asleep on the massage table and I left right before dawn, I guess, or right after. So she says, I don't know, I jerked him off and went home. I don't know what the fuck happened after that. I don't know what this guy's life is like. He's a repo man who owns a tattoo parlor. Anything's possible. I mean, honestly.
Kind of an underworldy feel to him, so
Who knows? Yeah, he's a biker. He's got charges and shit, so
maybe
they were
repoed,
like,
repoed the wrong car.
Yeah, so they actually, they don't have any way to charge them at this moment in time. They have nothing to charge them with. So they do get a search warrant, though, for Amanda's Ford Explorer, where they find two BlackBerries that had their SIM cards and batteries removed from them.
Huh.
So that's Jason and Amanda's phones.
Yeah.
They worked to retrieve some of the lost data, and they tried to interview her again. But the hotel that they listed as their address after they were released from jail, when they showed up, obviously they were gone.
Right.
Amanda and Jason. They found out that he had went to Exotica or some triple X, some porn convention.
It's a whole convention in Florida.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah, and one of the ladies that works for it loves us.
Oh, cool. Well, good for you. Well, you had a visitor that year that was not a good guy. And he went back. She went back to her husband in Georgia.
Is that right?
Honey, I'm home. Don't matter. Yeah, I know there's a mixture of blood and jizz on me. Looks like I'm covered in fucking McDonald's special sauce from a Big Mac, but don't sweat that at all. It's fine. Yeah, don't worry about it.
I got you a new laptop.
Red and white make orange.
Camera?
Jesus Christ. Gross. So then Jason writes on his Twitter account in Hebrew, this is the translation, Amanda, please let me know when you are okay. Really, my heart can't take the weight of fear that I would never see you again.
What?
She just took off. So the police go back to interview her again. Uh-huh. Okay. And a sheriff's detective from Pasco County comes up, talks to her at her home in Georgia.
Yeah.
Talks about the cell phone records. And basically, look, we know what the fuck. We know you were there when this happened. What happened? Yeah. She said, I had nothing to do with it. He just likes to kill people. He gets really turned on and wants to fuck from after he kills people and stuff. So, you know, I didn't do anything, though. He came in and did everything, and I didn't do anything.
Wow.
He said that he rushed in and saw me having sex with Scooter and got super jealous and did all this.
Okay.
She said that he stormed in, quote, with something in his hands like a big hammer. He just started bashing Dennis in the back of the head. He said that if I told anyone, he'd do the same. He said that that Jason grabbed her by the back of the hair and twisted her arm behind her back and forced her to view Scooter's crushed skull and said, that's what's going to happen to you if you tell anyone. But in a British accent that was charming. Right.
That's what's going to happen to you.
Love, and he called her love.
In it.
In it. So, all right. All right. And she said, all right. By the way, every British lady, regardless of race, class, or age, when they meet someone, all says, hello, in that exact way. Hello. I watched this dating show, The First Dates. Every single woman that met a man went, hello, no matter if she was 20, 60, rich, poor, white, black, didn't fucking matter. It was, hello. So I think that's hilarious. Anyway.
the usage of all right now is all my favorite thing.
I like it too. I'm just going to start doing God people. All right. What? People in this country will be like, what are you talking about?
What?
That's what you're telling me? So the authorities issue an arrest warrant for Andrews after completing forensic testing on bloody weapons, which were found in a laundry basket in the home there. Forensic scientists confirm a match between Jason's DNA and the DNA found on the wooden handle of a knife used in the killing. So He's fucked.
There. Yep.
July 16th, 2010, they track him down in Chattanooga, where he is currently managing the manager at Chattanooga Billiards, the Chattanooga Billiards Club.
That's how you hide.
That's where you hide, in Chattanooga. No one's looking there. Mm-hmm. They conducted surveillance, identified him as the suspect. He was working the night shift. The owner of the place, Phil Windham here, says he admits he didn't do a very good background check, and he wishes he had. He said that Andrews had only been working there for 3 days. He said he was a well-spoken, clean-cut guy. He said, this is a huge shock to us. My employees are scared. They had no idea.
Yeah.
How could they? Yeah, he said that he wasn't even in town, the owner. He said, I was out of town. I get a call from the U.S. Marshals going, hey, that guy you just hired, we're going to arrest him for a horrible murder. Cool?
A really bad one.
Really bad, like super bad. And he was hired solely on the strength of a recommendation from a longtime member of this club. Uh-huh. That member was Chris Andrews, Jason's brother. And a friend of his said, hey, he's a good guy. He's real charming and he needs a job. You should help him out. And
he's
all that kind of shit.
Ask him to say, all right.
Ask him. See, he'll know. And the guy said, we'll be doing a background check from now on and hiring people.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
probably right. Now, Dennis, or Layman, who sometimes goes, sometimes he's called Dennis for some reason. I don't
her
know
husband?
Why. Layman, yeah, her husband. Yeah. He said, Jesus Christ, he wouldn't comment on the relationship with Jason, but he said, quote, my opinion, she's a good woman.
Oh, Dennis.
Okay. Sure, Layman. Sounds good. It was more than your legs that got hurt, I think. So Amanda's going to plead guilty because all of her text messages going, K, I'm horny and stuff like that is not great.
Can't wait to fuck someone up and then fuck.
Not
what are you
good.
Doing?
She pleads guilty to second-degree murder. Mm-hmm. In court, her cousin, Scooter's cousin, by the way, who's the one who found him.
Found him, right.
Gets to do the family
statement. Yeah.
Yeah. And she says, quote, I hope anytime you close your eyes, he comes and haunts you for the rest of your pathetic life. You're not a person. You're an evil being.
My.
Wow. Fuck. You, ma'am, may fuck off. 40 years in prison for her. She got
in Florida.
She could have got life if she had first degree, but they gave her second degree. By the way, she's our only small town murderer ever that has their own Wiki Feet page. That's never been done before. Ever. First time ever. First time ever, everybody. We did it. We found it.
We did it.
We did it. We should shelve the whole thing now.
Wiki feet.
So in court, Jason pleads guilty to first degree murder.
Yeah, because he brought the fucking hammer.
Yeah, this is to get the death penalty off the table.
Okay.
And he's the one who did all the actual bashing and murdering. Yeah. I mean, he said it. He gave it all up, too, saying, I was fucking smashing the shit out of his head. You heard the quote.
Jesus.
And he gets, you, sir, may fuck off, life in prison without parole.
It's over for him.
It's life in prison for him, yeah.
Wow.
So I hope there's someone to pay him for the gay in there, because it's going to be rough on him. So
he's going to thrive in there, I got a feeling.
Probably. He's a pretty guy.
He's going
to
do fine.
He is in the Calhoun Correctional Institution in Bluntstown, Florida. Jesus. Amanda is at the Florida Women's Reception Center, which sounds like a nice place.
Beautiful.
Where you look for wedding dresses. It's like a wedding expo in Calhoun, Florida. She'll be eligible for release in 2047.
Oh, my God. So, that's too soon.
That's too soon. She's going to be out there. There, SerialKillersInc.net, by the way, had a letter of hers for sale.
Oh?
This was a letter for $25 of hers, and it's her.
They should change their name now. She only killed one person.
She said in this letter, from what I can see, because it's half covered by an envelope, four brothers, but it was like I was an only child. It was kind of a rough upbringing. She said that she always wanted to be a teaching assistant. Mm-hmm. That's all I can see there. So $25 for that. And you can, I don't know, see that.
Her childhood aspirations that all went wrong.
There's also a book I didn't read on this because it doesn't look like it's very well. It might be well done, but it doesn't look like it. It's not even available like on most websites.
Don't even have a single one of her porn titles in it.
Nothing. Goddamn nothing. No, that's lame, man. It's called The Porn Star and Killer, The True Story of Amanda Logue, and it's by Allison Yale. I didn't read it, like I said, because it's 86 pages long. Give me a break. Our fucking regular episodes are longer than that, literally. So fuck off. You're right. It's a book. We do that twice a week. Eat dicks.
Cliff notes are longer than that.
And then I found most unfortunate Facebook post of all time.
Oh, God.
There is a kennel, I believe, called, or something, a puppy here called Daisy's Delightful Doodles. Okay. And it's got a picture of a very cute little dog, Golden Doodles of Instagram, Golden Doodle. And it says, Sunny Day, D-A-E, that's the dog's name.
Oh, my God.
Knows how to get the boys to chase her. And it has dogs chasing behind this other dog. And I'm like, yes, she does. Looking for some tail. And that is Newport Richey, Florida. And some gross, disgusting, jizz-covered brain matter, fucking viscera-flecked grossness.
I feel so bad.
Oh, my God. The whole thing's gross. Poor Scooter. Yeah, he had problems. At least he went out on top. On his face, either way. But yeah, terrible. That sucks for that poor guy. He was just trying to have a sex party, I guess.
He thought he was on top of the world. Look, yeah. I can hire porn stars now. That's where my life is.
That's where his life is. That's some kind of life. Wow. If you enjoyed this show, tell the world about it. Get on whatever app you're listening on. Give us 5 stars. Just say something nice helps drive us up the charts. Follow us on social media. We are at Small Town Murder on Instagram, at Small Town Pod on Facebook, at Murder Small on Twitter. Yeah. Also, definitely get your tickets to all the live shows.
ShutUpAndGiveMeMurder.com.
Let's go. Salt Lake City, more tickets available. Yes. New venue, a bigger venue. Mm-hmm. Thank you for helping us step that up. By the way, that's the last venue change. No more bigger venues, no more added shows, no more second shows.
This is
locked in what we have. Get your tickets now. They're selling fast. Boston's already sold out. Denver, San Diego, Minneapolis, very close. Get your tickets to Chicago. Come see us, baby, there. And all that kind of thing. Portland, if you're listening right when this comes out, Portland tomorrow night. March 25th, we are in Portland, and there's still tickets left for the late show. Get your asses in there and see us. ShutUpAndGiveMeMurder.com. Also, get the 420 virtual live show.
Yes.
I'm going to get Jimmy stoned. 420, April 20th, available for a week after that. You can buy it, take it, fuck it. Bukkake it. I don't care what you got to do with it. Enjoy it. Get in there and do that. ShutUpAndGiveMeMurder.com. Patreon.com/crimeandsports. Bonus stuff. Huge back catalog. Anybody $5. Honestly, it's the best bargain in fucking Patreon. You get new episodes every other week. Great shit. This week, what you're going to get, and you get access to it all for Crime and Sports, the 0-26 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Why is the guy winking at me? Why are you dressed like that? What's up with that color, you fucking weirdos? We got that. And then for Small Town Murder, we are going to talk about Jodi Arias and things that she puts in her butthole and other places as well. So lots of God, it's a dirty week here on Small Town Murder. That's patreon.com. So grimy. /crimeandsports. Also, make sure to keep your eyes out. Coming soon, Your Stupid Opinions, our new podcast about crazy internet opinions and all the terrible, awful shit that goes into them. Holy shit. Do that. You want to follow us on social media?
You can follow
us on social media. Just head over where? ShutUpAndGiveMeMurder.com, where you get anything related to us whatsoever. Also, good merch going up all the time. New stuff there. You can follow us. There's links to everything. By the way, for some reason on the menu, very quickly, on the menu of our schedule page, the Charlotte show is on the 9th of that month, September 9th.
Yeah.
Atlanta's the 8th, Charlotte's the 9th. For some reason, when you click on it, it says the 10th. I don't know why.
So weird.
We tried to fix it. Sarah tried to. She's literally been dealing with tech people trying to figure out why this glitch happens. So
why is this doing this?
We don't know. It's on the 9th. If you click through it, buy the tickets at the site say the 9th. It's the 9th. Don't worry about it. So get in there, ShutUpAndGiveMeMurder.com. Thank you so much for joining us and hanging out with us and listening to a very gross story and tons of porn titles. We appreciate it. Greatly and dearly, thank you so much.
Can't
and until
take a shower.
Oh man! Until what kind of shower, Jimmy? A water bukkake.
I'm getting a very method soap full shower. I need I need cleanliness.
I'm calling a shower water bukkake from now on, everybody. That said, natural porn killers, and we're out until next week, everybody. It's been our pleasure.
Bye.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Small Town Murder early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
It's all a lighthearted nightmare on our podcast, Morbid.
We're your hosts. I'm Alina Urquhart.
And I'm Ash Kelly.
And our show is part true crime, part spooky, and part comedy.
The stories we cover are well-researched.
He claimed and confessed to officially killing up to 28 people.
With a touch of humor.
I'd just like to go ahead and say that if there's no band called Malevolent Deity, that is pretty great.
A dash of sarcasm and just garnished a bit with a little bit of cursing.
This motherfucker lied.
Like a liar.
Like a liar.
And if you're a weirdo like us and love to cozy up to a creepy tale of the paranormal,
or you love to hop in the Wayback Machine and dissect the details of some of history's most notorious crimes,
you should tune in to our podcast, Morbid.
Follow Morbid on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to episodes early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.